I involve.
Parshas Yisroi.
Vayishma Yisroi Koyein Midyon Choysein Moshe Eis Kol Asher Asu Alehim the Moshe Yisrael Amoy Yhoitzi Adonai Yisroi Mitzroi. Pasuk says that Yisroi heard all that was done to Yin Moshe, Yisrael Amoy, that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Rashi on the spot, Vayishma Yisrael, Mashmu Shomu Ubo. What Shmu did he hear? What Shmu Shomu Ubo, Mashmu Shomu Ubo, what Shmu did he hear and come? Because it wasn't just about hearing. Everybody heard Shom Amar Yigazun, Kriyas Yamsuf and Muhammad Amolek. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Muhammad Amolek. The first Torah, Vayishma Yisroi, he heard that Kriyas Yamsuf Chavos Amol, the first of everybody heard. What's the unique? So Rashi answered with Mashmu Ubo. That he heard Mochemes Amolek. I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf Mochemes Amolek. Shaila is Kriyas Yamsuf. We understand that would be an impetus to want to come. The great Nisim, Melchemes Amolek, the Chorus should be a deterrent. They attack them, they cool them off. Moshe Rashi says, if Rashi says it, why is that a Shmu Ubo? The second Ha'ara, Rashi brings Yisroi, Sheva Shemus Nikruloi. He had seven names. Ruel, Yeser, Yisroi, Choyvev. Yisroi. Was the name was given to him. The Chishnas Gaya became a mitzvah. So Sivula Ois Achaz Al Shmoy. His real name was Yeser. Yeser and Yisro, the names. Describe Yisro. Yeser is described Yisro because of the parasha, the extra parasha that was added. What is Rashi's intention telling us exactly the Kavona and his names now? This is the Chora, not the first time we met Yisroi. Koyhein Midyon Choysein Moshe. Sorach Iyun. What is the Mishnah? Why is the Pasuk have to describe who Yisro is? We never had this whole description. The Chora before we met Yisro, called him Kohen Midyon. But over here we know about him already. We know who he is. Unless you want to say that maybe we thought it was a new Yisro. But what is the whole description of the Pasuk? Kohen Midyon Choysein Moshe. One of the biggest ta'aras of Isaiah We had this years before. This year, well, maybe a new shtickel, another knech in the Sahara. But this week, we'll be zeicha to read Shishi, the parasha from Kriyas HaTorah. We're going to read the parasha from Kabbalah Aseres HaDivrois. The parasha from Kabbalah HaTorah. This is the parasha set aside for we read on Shavuos. It's the parasha from Kriyas HaTorah, from Kabbalah HaTorah. With all that it entails, the Halak Kabbalah HaTorah is everything in Yadus, everything that's about us. This is Kabbalah HaTorah, that's the whole Yiddishkeit, is Kabbalah HaTorah. And yet, it was chosen to be in the parasha from Yisroel. Haloi Dover, who I once revolted of Revda Zatzal, also he was oimin on this. For many years we spoke about the tremendous Mesiris Nefesh of Yisroel to get to where he got to, and that is Be'emes, the Yisod, that a person has to understand that he has to be ready to give up his life for Torah. Yisroel gave up everything for Torah. The state also, we lay in the Meforish and the Pois can bring down, that we lay in the parasha from Naomi Verus on Shavuos. The Meforish will say also the same thing, which he was ready to give up. And the point, and the more basic, you know, they became the Gagarim, and that was Bemis, according to my first. That's what happened by Arsina Beos, Gersh and his Gagarim conscience. We became Gagarim in a certain alliance of the Mela, in a more simple way to understand it. The parasha from Kabbalah Satur is the parasha from Gerus. And that's what happened by Yisroel. This is the parasha from Yisroel, Gerus, he became a Yid. That's Bemis, the Matthias. Of the Matan Torah that Klal Yisrael went through a Geirus. I think there's another deep kavan over here in Divrei Chazal, Rabbi Yisrael, which has a common denominator between the parasha from Yisroel and the parasha from Naomi, the parasha from Rus Amo Yavio that we lay on Shavuos. There's another tremendous parasha, which after we discuss the union from Yisro at the beginning of the parasha, the reason why it's called Yisro, at least the first three oisias of Yisro, is because of the extra parasha that was added. And that's the parasha in Sheni, that after Ma'antur, Moshe Rabbeinu went to sit down and to judge Klal Yisro. And they stood by Moshe Rabbeinu from Boika and Orev. And Yisroel has her aura. Yisroel has her aura. What's the pshat? Why are you doing this? And Moshe explains to him that there's a reason. In fact, there's a Gevaldik Gevort over here, but he says, Stam and Agav, a tremendous Yisroel, Stam, my own Deheb, I think it's MS, that Yisroel had a tie to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing? They're sitting by you from Boikar Orev, they're standing up you, Zukrashi. I'm sorry, they were saying, the pasuk says they were saying min aboika ad orev with a hey, how you deal? The next pasuk says vayachoisim Moshe, he sees everything and he says ma adov razeh asher ta'oisel ha'am adu ato yoshel v'adav cholom anitzav alav min boika ad orev without the hey, min boika ad orev from morning till night. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, what are you talking about? They're coming to me lidroi shalokim, they want to find Hashem. When they have a shayla, I'll teach them over the Torah. So Yisroel answers back, it's not good. It's mashma that he changed his taina. He started off with a taina. What's going on, Moshe Ben? It's not respectful. The Klal Yisrael is waiting for you. They're waiting around here. Moshe Ben tells him a taina. Then he says, oh, but no, I have a new taina. Novel Tibo. Oh, but what's going to happen is you're going to get all, okay, it's too much for you, Moshe Ben. First he started with a taina that is not respectful. Then he had a new taina. After Moshe Ben asked, well, what was the shock of a taina? He had all this emes, lamitah, shotur, but it's like, this, you could, this was the nitten by Har Sinai, this pshat. The pshat is, that Moshe Ben answered his first taina. When he came down from Har Sinai, and Moshe Ben started to join the Yom, and it's very midui, min ha-boika ad ha-oref. Rashi's very oimi, what is the two hays? Min ha-boika ad ha-oref. What's the two hays? And Rashi asks another kasha. I'm sorry, Rashi by kasha, what does min ha-boika ad ha-erev? Efshe, the person was dan, min ha-boika ad ha-erev, elo kol dan, shadon din emes la-amita, filo shu'achas, malav akosa, kilo oisi, betor, kol ha-yom, kilo nasa, shutif la-gorosh, mo'r ma'isa, brashus, shenem ha-yer, va-yivoike. So when a dayan dance, the niyamas la'amito is a shutef la'kodesh bravo ma'isa breishis. But Shabbeinu told Yisro gevaldik Yisroit. He said, what's going on in here? Madu ato'oy me'levadech, why are you staying alone? Kleiser is waiting, they're on lines, big lines. Mamish, like, you know, they're waiting to buy the Powerball ticket. Hundreds of thousands, tens and thousands of people waiting on the line. They're waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu, tens and tens of people. And Moshe Ben is sitting there and judging. He says, "The Tanya is not covered Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. They just received the Torah." Moshe Ben tells them, "Yes, you have a mistake. Our judging is not stam. I'm a shoyfet and I'm somebody that has to clarify the din. They're coming to me because I'm speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is mitayim." Zok there, what was his lashon? Kivoy le'om lidrosh elukim. They're coming to seek out God. When they're coming to me, a mishpat by us, din by us, is not stam, just stam, trying to, you know, make peace between people. It's not to make it, you know, that the country we have respect for one another and to create a decent and moral state. That's not what it's about. It's about knowing what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Meshem Hashem, and that's Kilu Shutif. That's my separation. The dying that's done is the most. It's not stam, just making peace between people, making sure there's no fights. A don din emes lamito is somebody who creates, who is bringing down God's rotzim to the world. It's shutu ma'aseh b'reishis. And that's why when Yisro asked the question, he said, min boika ad erev. He didn't, without the hay. Because he didn't understand that it had this maila. Oh, so Yisro came back with a new taina. Okay, I understand. You're right, it's not disrespectful anymore. But I have a new taina. At the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to be the only judge, it's going to wreak havoc on your life and on their lives, because it's not going to be able time. There's not going to be enough time. Besides the COVID, why are you sitting and then standing? That's not a taina anymore. That was the change of taina, very midui in the Pesukim of Bosa. But the Maisa, Chorez Apella Yisrael, very nice Mr. Yisrael, we enjoy you joining our beautiful nation called the Jewish Pipel. Welcome to the nation. Big signs. Welcome, Jethro, to the crowd. But you see who's sitting over there? Sitting over there is the king. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the tzaddik. He's the gadol. Keep quiet. I know you happen to be related to him somewhere, but sit in the corner. You're only... You know, you just came and joined the Jewish people, Shamachlos, if you joined before, whatever. If you didn't join yet, also, it's a bigger guy. You know, keep quiet, sit in the corner, and if you have a ha'ara, speak to the janitor, maybe, and tell him maybe you should clean the floors over here. This is the Klal Yisrael's business. What's Yisro piping up? But the Yisroid, Rabbi Yisai, this is the Yisroid, what we see. And the godless of Yisro, and I think this is such a tremendous story that Yisro was zoicha because of this, they have the parasha of Kabbalah Satoyer in his parasha of Isa. It's because Yisro taught us Yisoid. Yisro taught Yisoid, which is Nogeya life, it's Nogeya Be'ikah in Torah, but in life itself, Rabbi Isaiah. Yisro was the ultimate Mivakish. The highest level and form of a Mivakish was in Yisro. And because that's, he was Zoicha to the higher, to a tremendous level. Chazal say that when he said at the end of this parish, the first Aliyah, Baruch Hashem, there was no one, says the Yalkut, that ever said that Lashon until Yisro came and said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, V'yayim, so no one came to that level of understanding of that Hasagah, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Yisro was the ultimate Mevakesh. Vayishma Yisro, Chazal understood that Yisro is godless of hearing, and Rechaim Shulamish used to always say, Vayishma Yisro wasn't the hearing, it was the deharing. Not what we eat on Shabbos, if I say. Deharing. It was understanding. It was a deep understanding of what the message is. But why was Yisro Zoicha to that level of daring, of understanding the message? Because he was Kohen Midyan, Chosein Moshe. I believe that Pasuk is answering that question. Rashi says, Kohen Midyan, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it over here and earlier, that originally he was the head priest. Kohei Midyon, he was the head priest. Rashi doesn't bring it here, but Chazal early, he was a head priest. Rashi brings it in Parashat Shmos, and he left his priesthood. He left and he rejected the high priesthood that he was. Kohei Midyon, a priest, was something very, very special, and he left it because Yisro went out on a hunt. And Chazal say he went out on a hunt to find the MS Lamita to Mavakesh, what's the complete truth. And he went around from religion to religion to see and Mavakesh, I want the truth, the MS. Who was supposed to serve? What's supposed to be the real religion? And he came to Yadus with that Yisoit. Is the Vayishma Yisroit. Why did Yisro hear, not anybody else? Because he was Kohen Midyan. He was Kohen Midyan. And he was Chosein Moshe. Two pshat. One, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Midas HaEmes. So the Hashpah of Adah, that also had Hashpah. But also the fact that he became Chosein Moshe. I want to tell you. He became Chosein Moshe because he was Mavakish. What happened with the girls when they were by the well, his daughters? How they, why they came home to Mavakesh, what's went on, and the truism that Moshe Rabbeinu saved them, and to go find them, because he realized it was Mavakesh to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking Emes Lamitoi, he's talking the truth. All that, Chokoyhei Midyon Chosein Moshe, is the reason of Vayishma Yisro. And Yisro was Zoicha to get to his Dargis. Because he heard the message, but he not only heard, he heard it, meaning he understood it with his totally ernstkeit, total MS, total bikush, total rotzon to want to understand the MS. But when you, the bikush is not only expressed in the search, bikush is expressed in the after the action. Once I understand that it's MS, a true Mavakesh is not satisfied to just find the realism. It is to go and act upon what I real, when I get to that, is to continue and act upon what I find is true. And to Mavakesh it out of soif. And to lead my life according to what I truly have found is the truth. And that's why I could be Vayishma Yisroi. Yisro is this extra parasha, Rabbi. The Vayishma Yisro has that remez, has that understanding also, because that extra parasha came from that same koyach of Bikush. He didn't care that he was going to the top of the line. Okay, he was his son-in-law, but Soiva Sholdover, he was sitting and judging all the people. And everybody saw Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down from Har Sinai. He had a speklar, he had a tremendous, Chazal said, Moshe Rabbeinu was on a tremendous madrega. He had the purity on his face. People were afraid of him. They understand Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it. He knows what he's doing. And here comes Alfred Johnson. We don't know if he became religious yet. I mean, he came in with, he was still wearing his big, you know, take that off, that big thing on your chest, that chain, which has, you know, a plus sign. Can you remove it before you step in? I want him to see the cab. I have a message to you. I have something to say. Yes, you know, maybe you could speak to, you know, the janitor first. See, no, I want to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. I have something that I want to understand. And so Moshe Rabbeinu explains it, but he's not. It's okay. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, like, "Be my ha-malach." Moshe Rabbeinu explained it. Okay, you don't understand. This is the Rosh Hashanah Kim. It's not. Oh, one second. He's not satisfied. Ad ha-soif. Ad ha-soif. He wants to understand until the end. What's the emes of truth? Okay, good time. I understand. I back down. I'm not here to prove that I'm right. I want to understand. He's tired of that taka cover for the nation, because Lidro Shalokim covered our Torah, covered our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo'olim Higmoyer Rabcha, Kimara Shemaim. Okay, I understand. I'm a novel table. I have a different title. And that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an answer. That was the Emes. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Midas Emes, said, Enoch Hanami. And this, I don't have an answer. He didn't back down. Okay, you know, comes after the Shia, big Shia Chloe for the biggest Rosh Hashim in the world. Little Yankel Dudovitz, sitting in the back there with his little hat. He is the Shia Chloe, and he has a kash on the Shia Chloe. You know, he comes up like all nervous to the Rosh Hashiva, coming up, shaking, mamish. There's a puddle as he goes by. He's so nervous. And he comes up to the Rosh Hashiva, and he says, first of all, we can't talk of learning. To Shaila. But he finally, whatever, it dries, whatever you want to say, he comes up to the Rosh Hashiva and says, Rebbe, but what's the Rosh Hashiva, what are you saying? You don't know what you're talking about, Amaratzis. You don't know what you're saying. It's total Amaratzis. Go learn. But if he's really Mavakish to MS, he doesn't back down. He says, okay, but what does it mean? What does the Taka mean, this thing? If the Rosh Hashiva is MS, if not trying to he won't, he'll, if it's a good question, he'll say, oh, you have a good horror attacker. As though the Helika of Shach, the Chetzad of Kodesh Levrocha, Rav Shach, just to give you an inkling of his preparation for Shia Chloli. He used to say Shia Chloli in the Panovich Yeshiva every Tuesday. And the rule was that when Rav Shach said Shia Chloli, no one was allowed to disturb it. Menaboyke, Ad ha'erev. I think you say the Shikla in the afternoon. I'm not sure even the morning, but Minaboyke Ad ha'erev, maybe the day before, the door was locked. He didn't care if the door needed him. The door was locked. When he said the Shikla, he said, I have to come to the to MS, and I have to work on it. And I can't just walk over there and say a Shikla and pull it out of my lapel. I can't pull it out of the lapel. He said over that. But Maisa, what's the pshat? He goes over, he's mechadish every year, a new Shia Chloli, a new Mahalech, and he works so hard. Just take out the notes, Rabbi. Get the notes from the old Shia and take it out. And read, 84 and 7 years ago, it says in Ksubis. What does he have to work hard every year? So he said over, Gavad the Gavor, it's time, Agav, Maimon Musker. He said over, that per MS, I should get up in the Shia and just say over, the Ksois. What am I saying my own Torah for? The Ksois. Just say over Ksois. What am I saying my own Torah? The Teretz is, because Zagi's Pshat is a big Yisod, a very big Yisod. He said that the Pshat is Torah's Chaim. Torah that was said before, we understand everything, we understand the Heron, we show them, but staying over Ksois, it's Torah, but it's, the Torah's Chaim is living Torah that's right now, but in the Schadish. Right now, it's coming into fruition, it's coming. to give Torah's Chaim, it's a much higher darga. You could be Masberg Sois. and it's Amkus or Rishon, that's also Torah's Chaim. But Torah's Chaim has a big mila to give over Torah's Chaim. Living Torah means Torah, that's the Schadish now. New fish of Torah. But in order to do that, I have to work and work and work. So Rav Shach worked and worked on his Chiddush in the Rambam. And he was sitting and saying over his getting up, and he got over there, and he prepared hours, maybe weeks, at least a week before, but this Chiddush he had in the Rambam. And he got up in the Shekloli, and he started saying over the Shekloli, and the question, and there he's about to say, and he says his answer, and a little young Bacha, 17-year-old, piped up, Rebbe, but what about Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Tosfos says over there. Shach thought for a minute. No Shia could end. Wow, it was the quickest Shia. Guys were happy. Lunch was earlier that day. 10 minutes Shia Kloy, 9 minutes Shia Kloy, closed the thing, and in front of everybody, I heard the busha, biggest busha gedoyler, but I said, Rosh Shiva, that figure said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Sometimes Rosh Shiva doesn't even know the Tosfos. You don't even know what you're talking about, that Tosfos. That Tosfos, you know how many times, go learn. He doesn't know what Tosfos is talking about. That Tosfos, you don't know Pshat, that Tosfos. The guy doesn't think the Rosh Yeshiva knows, so he backs down. Okay, move on. So yes, Rav Shach, what about that Tosfos? And Rav Shach thought, said, you're right. The end! Come on, get up. It's Lav Dafka. There's a Rav Marsha there. He had all the Yevamos Gemaras cleared out before it. There's a Marsha somewhere there, talks about it. Lav Dafka, no. Emes Lamitoi. Emes Lamitoi. He's right. Next week. Hours of Shikol. Imagine Rabbi Yisrael. Can imagine the Amita Shal Dover Rabbi Yisrael. Can imagine a big businessman. Somebody prepares his thesis, whatever it is. He prepares a whole thing to say over. Someone asks him a good question. He'll push it to the side. Push it to the side. Get out. This is my life. I spent hours on it. But you're holding an Emes Lamita Rabbi Yisrael. Good question. Don't have an answer. Goes down for the bima. That's the godless of us. Rav Shloim Zalman Orabach, Zatzal of the Kodesh Levracha. He was not a rich man. Very not a rich man. As you know, in his early years, later on he became a Godel, but Godel Hador. He was always a Alim Godel, but he said Godel Hador. So, and he became the Rosh Hashiva of Kol Torah. So we got a Parnassah on that. But the Maisa, he was very much in a very dire strait for money. So they asked Rav Shloim Zalman Orabach, his family, says, you know, they wanted to know what to do. It's a mamish, a shver matzav. And so he was asked by the Kol Torah, he was looking for a job, he was looking for a shtel. He wanted to support his family. He felt the achrai, he said, support us there. So he was asked, one of the shtels came up was to be like a dayan, and there was also the Rosh Hashiva of Kol Torah. So he decided he felt it was more better to be a Rosh Hashiva than to be a Dayan. He's asked to be in with Bachrin. So he's offered the shtetl, he offered to come down to get a proper. He wasn't given the job on the spot, he was also to give it a proper. You know, they asked him to come down to give it here, and they'll see if they'll take him for Rosh Hashiva. So obviously, somebody preparing for a proper, if somebody preparing for a shiur like that, he obviously would pay a lot of hours. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, appeared at Gevaldik Shi, and he came in, and he was sitting in front of the whole base medrash, and the Rosh Hashivas came to the Shia. He got up and he said to Shia, all of a sudden, in the middle of the Shia, one of the Rabbi Yonah Marzibah, one of the Rosh Hashivas asked a kasha. Now you have to understand, Rabbi, so this wasn't just a matter of, okay, you know, and next week we'll say the next Shia Kalali. This is a matter of having a panosa. The Rosh Hashiva didn't want to have to. I didn't know if he had the job for sure. He was a good offer. He got at least a proper. His kids are waiting at home, I would say, in the window. I'm not sure they were. I'm sure they were learning, but he has to support his family. He has to make sure that you know, they have food on the table. He's sitting up there, And Rosh Hashiva asked a good question. Rabbi Shlomo Salma said, "You're right, Shver Akasha." And he walked off. And he thought, because of that, he's not going to get the job. Now, basically, it's a palatable design. It's unbelievable. First of all, he said afterwards, it could be he had some terusa, but he didn't think it was 100% amos. Okay, but Shlomo Zalman, take it easy. This is your family at stake. This is panusa. This is your future. To be a Rosh Hashiva for Doiris, as he was. But he said he didn't feel he had the real amos of Teretz to that question. He could have got around it. Maybe there was Mahalchim. He thought about it. But if it was 100% closed, the Gemara walk off, look for another job, selling eggs in Shoshana Chesed. What's the pshat? Rabbi said the Teretz is emes lamita. Some of these gedolim understood that we're here to give over emes lamita. That's Torah. Rabbi said emes lamita, and it's not emes lamita. Okay, sometimes you can understand it. It's madrigas, Rabbi said. Oh, but the Bikusha Emes Parshas Yisroel teaches us Yisroel was Zucha to all his godless because he was a Mavakesh Ad Hasoif. And the only way to become that level of Bikusha Boisai is you have to be dedicated to follow through and to keep up with that understanding that I only want the truth. And that's what led Yisroel to become the great Ger that he was. And that's what led Rus and Moyavio, that she left everything because she saw the emes in her mother-in-law. She saw really what she went through. She saw the struggles, but she saw that there was a real person in front of me. I found the truth, and I'm not going to leave it. Bashar Telki Eilech, Bashar Tomusi, to give up her life. It wasn't just the Mesiris Nevis, it was the Mesiris Nevis because she found the truth. And that's what the Baal Satur is all about, Rabbi Zah. Because Baruch Hu wants us to seek out the 100% truth, Rabbi Zah, because the Torah is Emes La'amitoi. Rabbi Yeruchim, we once said, over, lifted up the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, and he said, where is there a book in the entire universe that every single letter is totally Emes? Torah is MS because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is MS. And somebody who wants to get Torah, but he said, there has to be a Bikush HaMS Ad HaSoif. You tell a guy a pshat, okay, very nice, move on. Is it true? Is it not true? You try to find, a lot of times things are not, sometimes you think you don't know if it's one or the other, you can suggest the pshat. But the Darag of Limud HaTorah, but he said, is a bikush, is a desire to want to know the truth. Shalom Shadron once saw two guys discussing learning, and he said, you know, one guy said a pshat, and they said, okay, I said, it could be that's pshat, and they just moved that. He said, that's how you learn. Rischa d'oraisa, boysai. People understand what's it is. Rischa d'oraisa, the fight of Torah, boysai. We see Chazal call milchamta shel Torah. Loshna Gemara Megillah, milchamta shel Torah. What's this milchamta shel Torah? What's the fight? The fight is, boysai, because if you believe, if you're fighting for the truth, if you're going for the truth, you fight over the pshat. Okay, that's nice pshat. Pass the cheese. What do you have to say? Okay, very nice. That a mold, it was a metzias, Rabbi Yisai. That a Talmud, that I think he would make the Rebbe crazy. I'm not suggesting anything, Rabbi Yisai. I want to. Tell you, is that pshat? I want to understand. I'm a soif. Until I understand. Because he was mevakish the emes, Rabbi Yisai. And through that, and a person's whole striving in life that way, Rabbi Yisai. Many people are sad with superficiality. That is what was Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. How can it be? Shomu amin yirgazun. Chil ochaz yoyshei plojes. Oz nivhalu afei alofei edoim. Elei mor yochosei murad. Na moigu kol yoshei. Everybody was bebachad. And as a nation, that not only doesn't react, they do the opposite. They attack. Are you crazy? Moshul, Chazal gave the moshul, wasn't Lambati Roy Sachas. The big sign, careful, this mikveh is scorching. See a guy whistling, walking into the mikveh. What? It's burnt, it's scorching, please don't use it. There was a technical problem with the hot water system. Please don't say, the guy whistles down. He burns every part of his body. Are you crazy? Abadu Reisachas. A burning flame. What you jumping in for? The Teretz Yisrael boy said, superficiality, not mefakish to emes. It's a total facade. You're not looking for the real truth. If you're looking for even the basic truth, but you see something, and you let it ride, you let it pass. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sends messages all the time. The Yisoid is to listen, to understand, to mefakish what a Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants from me. That's the tachlis in this world. You saw it achasidus, like the Siddur Shom. You saw it achasidus, you saw it achasidus, who she's bav, he's ameis, eitzel ha'odom, ma, choy vosoy, poy lomo. Do you saw it for how to be a yid, to how to be successful in this world, to fulfill my tafkid? It's one thing. Yis bara, v'yis ameis, eitzel ha'odom, ma, choy vosoy, poy lomo. What am I doing here, Abu Zahra? What did I come down to this world for? What am I doing here? That probably was Yisro asked himself. So he went to search this religion, that religion. There has to be a purpose. Anybody who really wants the truth of Rabbi will find the Torah. Because this is the blueprint of the Bria. This is the Emes Lamita. But you have to have that Kodesh of Bikush, Rabbi Yisro. You have that desire to want it. I really want with the Emes to want and know the truth. And if a person doesn't in every area where he has a struggle with Rabbi Yisro, he can be successful because he seeks out the truth on how to get to where I need to get to, Rabbi Yisro. It's a Yisoid Golu, Rabbi Yisro. That's the Yisoid of Torah. The greatest meat that a person can have, Rabbi Yisro, in Torah is the meat of Samavakesh. We say it over the famous Maisa, Rabbi Yisro. It's a famous Maisa. I don't know if everybody, I haven't heard in a few years, but we've said it over before, Rabbi Yisro. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz once came to the yeshiva of Nevardik to visit his uncle, his grandfather, his uncle. This is Reb Chaim, maybe it was Reb Chaim's father, Rafael Shmulevitz. And he came to the yeshiva of Nevardik. Nevardik was Rafael Shmulevitz, Reb Chaim's father, was the Aiden by the altar from Nevardik, Reb Yoizel. And he came there to the yeshiva and he said, like, who's the best, who's the greatest, who's the asid to be the best, the greatest over here? So he said, you see that bach over there, in the right corner? He's an Eloi HaYeshiva. Wow, what a head. Okay, so that's, no, but he's not. Okay. You see that bach in the middle? He's the biggest mafalpel on. He's such a mafalpel. He knows a mafalpel every shiur, every sikha. Oh, so he, no. You see that one in that corner? He's the biggest masmid. Ah, so that's it. No, he's not in. You see the guy in the left corner there in the front? He's the biggest. He's the best Talmud. Because he's the biggest Mavakish. He might not be in the level of the Iluyushkeit of that one and the Asmud of that one, but he's the biggest Mavakish. I feel that he's going to be the greatest. That Bach was none other than Yisrael Yankiv Kanievsky, Yankiv Yisrael Kanievsky, the stipler. The stipler, his midah, what he was zircha to is the biggest mevakesh. He's mevakesh, he wants more and more. It's only not only in the Eichos, that was in the Kamas of Bosa. If you realize it's the truth, you want more of Torah. Torah is a yam, Rabbi Yisrael. Turns the vast, it's enough for me, that's it. I did my Seder, I did my thing, it's enough for me. I I did my block, my this. Oh, but there's so much more. Okay, but that's it. Vakesh wants an ekamos, an echos. He wants more and more. He wants more of the truth. If you have the truth, you want more of it. And Vakesh wants to get to his whole life into shape. And that's the greatest goal of Rabbi Yisrael. A person learns to be the emissary of Mavakesh, to look for the truth that is sorry for Rabbi Yisrael, and to act upon it. If you feel that's the truth, to go for it, Rabbi Yisrael, all the way, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the ingredient, this is the characteristic trait where a person could have tremendous hatzloch and aliyah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's missing. Not to say, Rabbi Yisrael, you know, we talk about our koil, just say, our yeshiva thing, which also needs improvement, because we also remember. But I'm just saying, it always bothers me, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm not trying, chas v'shalom, to put down anybody and anything. Everybody's good. Kulam ahuvim, kulam bruvim, all klai, so that's learning Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, is gevaldik, Rabbi Yisrael. But I don't understand, Rabbi Yisrael, there are bachrim and younger light and people out there that they're learning, but there's no system, no goals. What are you after? Well, I'm going to be here for a couple of years, and then I'm going to start what I want to do. Okay, that sounds very nice, but what are you going to do over here? Well, I don't really have any goals or God, I'm going to sit on the bench till my pants rub out, then I'll get new pants. Well, like, what is the goals? Well, I have no goals. What do you think, this is a soccer game? Goals. What are you after? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? So Baruch Hashem, you know, the yeshivas, there are yeshivas today that have a thing, the daf, the omer, the thing in there, but every single person has to have a plan, Rabbi Yisrael, has a plan of how and the way he's going to be miskadol, Rabbi Yisrael. That's part of the bikush, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not enough to be a vakish, okay, I want to know Torah, I want to understand. And a vakish wants to know the derech la'aliyah, how I could be successful. Anything you're setting out in life for, Rabbi Yisrael, anything you want to set out to do, you have to have a plan how you're going to get there. You can't just go, let's say, I want to get to a certain area. I have no plan I'm going to get there. You'll end up going around in circles. I want to go to Netanya. Okay, you take the 443 to the 666 to the this, to the that. You get there. There's a goal. I want to get here. That's my plan. I want to know Torah. Okay, very nice. How are you going to know Torah? Well, I have a system. My bikiyas, I'm learning this, and I'm chazri enough. My ibiyan. There's a schedule. There's a plan. There's a mahalach. If you do it without any plan, you might be in theory a mavakesh, but there's not a real mavakesh. A mavakesh seeks to know how to accomplish it. A lot of siyat nishmai, everything's siyat nishmai, but you need to have a plan, you need to have goals. Always, I need to always review those goals. Am I getting to what I need to do? Am I accomplishing what I need to accomplish? Am I getting it like I need to accomplish? Because I want to truly get to the level and to the madrega and to fulfill my tafkir in Chayim. Everybody has that tafkir. Our job is yisparav, yisames, yisparav. This is what we have to live with. So many people out there are lost, and Shem Yirachem, and they want to know, oh. There's so many people that are depressed. They're suffering from depression. Like today's like indigestion, depression. They give a pill like indigestion. He has indigestion, he has depression. It's all the same, you know, thing. But Mai said, I really feel that a person lives without that koich of his mevakesh of what he wants to be, who he wants to be, where he wants to get to. You can't live a life, Rabbi Yisrael, without direction, without a goal, without what you want to accomplish. Not shaykh. So many people are confused that they have no goal, they have no direction, they have no bikush to get to anywhere, Rabbi Yisrael. And if there's no bikush, there's no motivation, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no motivation, the engine just dies out. So, Be'ez Hashem Yisbar, Rabbi Yisrael, Ushi Rizoicha, Pashas Yisrael, Ve'yishma Yisrael, Koyin Midyon. The godless of Yisrael was only his koich habikush, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the godless to get to Kabbalah Satorah. Shmi Zoicha. Ve'ez Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. They always say over, and I'm ending. Birkas Satorah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's an unbelievable zach, Rabbi Yisrael. Birkas Satorah, we don't find an unbelievable zach. Birkas Satorah is a bracha that we make every morning, and yet Chazal say, unbelievable, it's a deraisa. We don't find brachas like that. There are deraisa. All your birkas hamitzvah are derabbanan. Birkas haTorah is deraisa. Ki shem Hashem ekra havagoyi delelkeinu. And I believe in birkas haTorah there's a lot of yisurim. I'm not going into it, but one yisurim is when you say the birkas haTorah, it's supposed to arouse you to the desire for Torah, that we want it. We want it with all our might. And B'shul Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch should give it to us. B'shul Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch, to reach our potential, to reach what we have to get to. B'shul Zeh, to give Nachas Ruach, to HaKadosh Baruch.
Amen.